We're going to learn Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis on the Masechta Shabbos. We're already holding out the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. So in order to extend the life of a candle, they sometimes will put another clee next to it with oil in it, in a way that that oil will help the candle burn. So the Mishnah is going to discuss in what way you're not allowed to do that, and what ways you are allowed to do that, meaning how do you set it up in a mutter way, how do you set it up in an usher way. So the Mishnah explains that you're not allowed to put a shell of an egg that has shemen in it on top of the ner, in a way that there's a chashash that you might use the shemen that's in the eggshell. Don't make a hole in a eggshell, and then fill it with oil, and put it over the candle, so that it will slowly drip more oil into the candle. And even if it's made out of cheres, don't put it over the ner, even though it's an old kli of cheres that's made disgusting and people won't use it. Nevertheless, it's also to put it over a ner because we're afraid you might take the shemen that's inside of it, and that's going to be a violation of mechabe on some level. Rav Yehuda Matir. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to put it over an air, even if it's an eggshell, because he's not chosheh, you're going to come to use the shemen. But if the uman who made the ner attached the shoferis to the ner when he initially made it, then it's mutter even according to the chacham to fill it with shemen, because that's considered to be just one big kli. Lo yimali adam ka'ara shel shemen. Shouldn't fill a plate with oil and put it next to the ner and put one end of the wick in that plate so that it could draw some of that oil from that plate, and that way it will burn longer, because we're afraid you might take some of that shemen on Shabbos to use. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to do that. So says Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah there's machlokes chacham and Rabbi Yehuda about putting a shofar shel beitza or a cheres or a ka'ara in a way that the ner is going to be fed from the oil that's in that secondary kli. So why does the Mishnah have to say the machlok is in all three cases? That it's an eggshell, it's a kli cheres, it's a plate, utzricha. The Ashmin is shofar shel beitz. If you only would have told me the case of the eggshell ba'ak, I would say, yeah, an eggshell is not disgusting, so you might come to use the oil from it. But a cheres, a kli cheres, becomes disgusting, so why would you take oil from there to use? And I don't have to be choshish for that. I would think you could all like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yashmina shel cheres, and if you only would have told me the case of cheres, v'hakam Rabbi Yehuda, I would say, yeah, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is makel, because why would you ever use that oil? Aval b'hi, eimah modul l'rabbanon, but maybe by an eggshell, he'd be modul to the rabbanon, that it's aser. V'yashmina hanach tarti, and if you only would have told me the case of the eggshell and the kli cheres, v'anikam Rabbi Yehuda mishum delo mifsak, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, because the shvaferes is not separate from the ner, so it's considered like a part of the ner itself, and there's no chashash that you're going to come to mistapik from the shaman. You're going to come to use the shaman because you see that it's part of the ner. Avokar is mitzaka, but a plate that's just next to the ner, and it doesn't even seem like it's part of the ner. I would think that he would agree to the rabbanan that there's a real chashash that you might come to use it. And if it only would have told me the case of the ka'ara, I would say bahi kam rabbanan. That's where the rabbanan chashash you can use it. But in the other two cases, I would think that modul rabbiuda. So that's why I need all three cases. So main point number one, the Gemara explains why I need to be told the machlokas between the Rabban and Rav Yehuda by three cases of a secondary oil supply to a ner. A case of an eggshell, a case of a kli cheres, and a case of a plate next to the ner. And in all three of those cases, the Rabban would say, you're not allowed to set it up that way because we're afraid that you might come to take some of that oil to use for yourself. And Rav Yehuda says that it is fine. So now, we said that if you attach the shofar to the ner, then it's mutter for sure, because it's like one kli. Chibra yotzei mitchila mutter. Tana im chibra b'sid u'b'charsis. That's only if you attach it really well with sid or with charsis, then mutter. Ay v'anan yotzer tanan. But our mission says yotzer sounds like the initial yitzira of that kli was made in that way. But if later you just super glue it together, sid, charsis, whatever, that's not good enough. Says no, my yotzer ke'en yotzer. No, when we say that it has to be considered, that it has to be yotzer as one kli, it doesn't mean mamish yotzer, it means it has to be attached really well. Now we also mentioned the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda allows using a shoferes that has shemen based on the ner. The Brice explains Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from a Maisa Shahaya. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, Shabbosenu ba'alias beis nitza. We spent Shabbos in alias beis nitza b'lud, in the town of Lud, ve'heviu lanu shoferes shal beitza, and they brought a shofar shel beitza, an eggshell, and l'anu shemen, and we filled it with oil, v'nikavam nuha, and we put a hole in it, v'nachnu al pi aner, and we put it over the ner, v'hayasham Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenin, Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenin were there, v'lo amru lanu davar, and they did not criticize us. So you see that it's mutter. Amru lanu, come sit back, misham raya, shiny beis mitzvah, this reason, hein, beis mitzvah is totally different, because they're very careful over there, and they're not choshesh that you're going to come to use the shemen on Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenin didn't make a macha on you, but regular people are choshesh that we have to be choshesh you might come to use it. So the Gemara brings a maisa that mentions this maisa that we just spoke about. Avin Tziporaa, Avin from the town of Tzipori, he dragged the bench on a marble floor on Shabbos. Le'ilim Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. So Amar Leib, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said to him, Ishtuk Elach, if I'm going to be quiet and I don't make a macha, Kiddushtikul Lechavraya, like Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim were quiet and didn't make a macha, Rabbi Yehuda, Nafik Minei Chorba, you're gonna get the wrong impression. You're going to think that you're allowed to drag a bench on a stone floor on Shabbos, but the truth is, it's Asr, because you're not allowed to drag a bench on regular ground, because you're afraid that it's going to make a hole, it's going to dig a ditch. See, even on a stone floor, you know, I'll have to drag a bench because gezeira aliyasa d'sheisha atu aliyasa d'alma, because of the gezeira that you might come to drag a bench on a regular floor. So Davashen Miskavin, he assumes is aser, and therefore he's even willing to say that it's going to be aser even on a marble floor. Reish Kenishta de Bitsara, the gabay of the base of Knesset of a place called Sara, Gara Safsta Le'ilmer Rabbi Yemir Rabba, he dragged the bench in front of Rabbi Yemir Rabba. Amalei, Kiman, whose sheet are you following? Rabbi Shimon, you're following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, or Davashen Miskavin, is Mutter? Eimad Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Gedolim de Lo Efshar, the Ketanim Miyamar. That's Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon only says that if it's a large bench and it's hard to schlep, but he would not recommend doing this l'chachila. Just pick up the bench and carry it if it's a light enough bench. Upliga to Ula. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba is in disagreement with Ula by saying that Rabbi Shimon is only makil it if it's a real need. Da'amar Ula machlokas b'ketanim. Ula says the very machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is by small benches. Al b'gdom d'vrei kol mutter. Large benches where you don't have another option. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's mutter. Most of Rabbi Yosef, so I asked Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba and to Ula, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Gor Rada Mita Kisev Sasa Bavashli, Skavin Lasso Schwitz, that you're allowed to drag a bench, a bed, something like that, a chair, as long as you don't have Kavana to make a chritz, to dig a ditch in the ground. Katani Gedolim, the Katani Katanim. It talks about Gedolim, because it says a bed, and it talks about smaller utensils also, like a chair. So Kasha Litzravayu, that's a Kasha on both of them. You see that apparently Rabbi Shimon holds his Shita and Rabbi Yehuda holds his Shita both by larger Kalim and by smaller Kalim. So Ula Mitaritz the Tameh, Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba Mitaritz the Tameh. Each one is Mitaritz the Shita Sam. Ula Mitaritz the Tameh, Mito Dumya Dikise. He'll say that the bed that we're talking about is a chair-like bed, meaning it's very small. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba Mitaritz the Tameh, he said the Mitaritz. He'll say that the chair we're talking about is a bed-like chair. It's a very large chair, but if it were small, then in a chinami, everyone would agree you have to pick it up. Masav Rava, so Rava asks to Rav Yirmiyah Rava, it says in the Mishnah 9th Perek of Halim, Mokrek Sus, people who are selling clothing, even if it's shatness, Mokrem Kedarkan, they could sell it in the normal way that they sell other begadim by just wearing layer on top of layer on top of layer, Obavachalei Skavim, as long as they're not having kavana to be nana from the clothing. Vahatsnuin, the people who are very careful about halacha, who keep themselves away from any negative possibilities of halacha, so don't wear such big day shatness at all. Nafshilin b'makal achorein, they hold it on a stick over their shoulder. Well, regular people are able to do like the tznuin, they could also hold it on a stick. The chiktanim dami, isn't that the equivalent, the shatness equivalent of like dragging a small bench where you could have just picked it up? The kilom eskavin shari Rabbi Shimon lechachila, and yet Davashen Miskavin, Rabbi Shimon says, Mutzul Lechachila. So Tziyuftad Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba. That's Taka Tziyuftad Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba, who thinks that it's not Mutzul Lechachila, Tziyuftad. The Gemara, in fact, reads that as a Tziyuftad on Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba. So essentially what we had over here is we had a Machlokas. Whether the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Davashen Miskavin is only when it's very difficult to do it to avoid the issue entirely. Or the machlokas is only when it's very easy to avoid the machlokas entirely. And we've proven that Rabbi Shimon holds, even the chassidi, even when it's very easy to avoid the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to do a davar she'eno miskavin. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we'll pick up next time with the Mishnah at the very bottom.